Chris Christie this past week urged Republicans to move on from their crusade against the 2020 presidential election, said, no matter where you stand on the previous election and the outcome, it is over. He gave these remarks at the annual Republican Jewish Coalition leadership meeting, said the GOP can no longer talk about the past and the past elections. And that got a lot of applause from the audience, by the way. He also said, we can no longer talk about the past elections, no matter where you stand on that issue, no matter where you stand, it is over. And every minute that we spend talking about 2020, while we're wasting time doing that, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer are laying ruin to this country. We better focus on that and take our eyes off the rearview mirror, start looking through the windshield again. This isn't the first time he's taken this position either. He previously said Republicans who claim that the election was stolen are doing so to score political points with individuals Trump lied to. Ooh. Just this past September, he said the Republican Party needs to be the party that's perceived to be telling the American people the truth. Now, before you also applaud Christie for saying this, keep in mind, he's also trying to position himself for another run for president in 2024, which is a fantasy even Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island can make happen. And in case you're wondering, this has angered the Trump. In a statement released, of course, by Trump, since he can't tweet anymore, ha ha ha, he said, Chris Christie, who just made a speech at the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas, was just absolutely massacred by his statements that Republicans have to move on from the past, meaning the 2020 election fraud. Everyone remembers that Chris left New Jersey with less than 9% approval rating, a record low, and they didn't want to hear this from him. Christie's approval rating when he left Trenton was actually 15%, but not want to be a picker of nits here. Christie, by the way, fired back at Trump with the fact that he, Christie, was reelected with 60% of the vote, while Trump lost to Joe Biden. On a related note that actually ties these two together. Ooh, there's a thought. Anyway, a former campaign manager for Christie and Trump, Bill Stepien, was among the latest residents of Trump Island to be subpoenaed by the January 6th Congressional Committee. Some other names, Kayleigh McEnany, personal assistant Nicholas Luna, Molly Michael, the committee said, sent information about the election fraud, supposed to various individuals at the direction of Trump. Deputy Assistant Ben Williamson, that's the senior advisor to Mark Meadows. Who else is here? Deputy Chief of Staff Chris Little, who was in the White House on January 6th, thought about resigning. And personal director John McEntee, who, by the way, got his start carrying Trump's bags. Seriously. Well, he climbed the ladder rather quickly because he became a total Trump suck-up, willing to do and say anything that the Trump called him to do. And also on the list, most recent recipients of subpoenas, Cassidy Hutchinson, who the committee said was also in the White House that day and at the rally. When you look at the list in its entirety, some of these names, and it's going to be a growing list, I'm sure, they'll be kind of interesting to watch for their reactions. Do they stay loyal? I mean, these are pretty much all people who have long declared themselves to be major player in the Trump inner circle. Will they now claim that they weren't and they have no idea what was going on? What will Fox do with Kayleigh McEnany now that she's in the committee's crosshairs? Do you have her on under the guise of a journalist, as a pundit? Does she claim executive privilege or protecting her source as a journalist? Might sound crazy, but you know, keep in mind who we're talking about there.